they're
right there around the border. I
American
guess.
Citizens or Mexican citizens, or they're just brought into work.
Gee, I really don't know that for sure. I guess I don't know how. Wouldn't they have to have special permission to bring them in, Mexican? Because I think I read in the paper someplace out in California they were using illegal Mexican labor here because it was so cheap and they weren't really supposed to be here. I think they can come over, but they have to go right back, don't they?
I'm not sure. It'd be a really funny situation because
they
would be protected by law.
Mm-hmm. But they underpay them, I think. You know, they pay them a lot less than they would in America because I think, don't you have to pay them $2 an hour now?
I'm not sure. It's
minimum wage or something. I don't know if that applies.
The regular minimum wage laws don't apply to people dealing in perishables or something.
Oh,
uh-huh. So that's...
Yeah, they get paid by the pound, I think.
Something.
Now, we have over around the land, they have a lot of ferneries now where they hire people to come and pick things like that. But I believe they have a lot of houses that they'll give them, you know, and as long as they work there. And there was an article in the paper about a man that started that way himself and owns one of the largest ferneries over there now. And he built brand new houses for the people after they worked there for a certain period of time, you know, if they want to stay there with him. And they showed pictures and they were very nice houses for them to live in.
Were these Mexican people?
No, these were just anybody. I mean, just regular people. I don't believe they might have had some that were Mexican, but they would have to have some special permit because they would stay there permanently. It wasn't something where they'd travel around, you know, from place to place.
These ferns are used for like floral decorations.
I think so. I guess they ship them to all the florists all over.
Stetson University is in DeLand. Is DeLand very much of a college town?
That's it. It's mostly just a college town. It's fairly small. Most of the people that go there are going there to go to college or affiliated with it in some way.
A tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Magnolia?
Okay. Have you ever heard of a cowcumber tree?
No.
Or any other name for magnolia tree?
No, just a magnolia.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking way said refer to each other? Besides my husband or my wife?
Not that I would use. Some people say my old lady or my old man, you know.
Is that serious or joking?
Joking, like, yeah.
Uh-huh. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
A widow?
What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be a... Did you ever hear the expression grass widow?
But not anybody using it. I've heard it, you know. It could be something I'd read or heard on television.
What does it mean?
I think that would be where her husband had left her.
Then she'd be a
grass widow.
And the man whose child you are is your
father.
And your father and mother together are called your
parents.
What'd you call your father?
I call him Daddy.
Okay. What about your mother?
Mother.
Any other name people call their mother?
Mom. Mm-hmm.
What about your grandfather and grandmother?
Oh, I call my grandfather Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.